I'm Mark Bayshore. It's Current State on WKAR. Not long after Michigan voters decided congressional contests around the state, a 7th District Democrat has declared her candidacy in next year's election. On Monday, at appearances throughout the district, including Delta Township in Jackson, State Rep. Gretchen Driscoll announced that she's a candidate. The Democrat from Saline says the 7th isn't getting the representation it deserves. Republican Tim Walberg of Tipton currently represents the 7th. He's in his third term at the U.S. Capitol. Driscoll will be campaigning while she's representing Michigan's 52nd House District, which covers most of Washtenaw County, not including Ann Arbor. To learn more about Gretchen Driscoll and why she wants to represent Michigan at the U.S. Capitol, we welcome her to Current State. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Mark. I'm glad to be here.
You were the mayor of Saline, which I take it is a job that you really loved.
I did.
For what reasons did you love that job?
I was very fortunate to represent a community of people that really cared about their community, as I believe most people do, are very vested in public education and building a strong, vibrant community. A lot of work together to come up with solutions for fixing the problems that we had or improving on situations.
And you were mayor for 14 years?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes.
What kind of community is Saline for those of us in the Lansing area who may not know that much about it?
Well, Saline is an interesting community. It's heritage.
And you still live there, correct?
Yes, I still live in the same home I moved to many years ago, where I raised my family. And I still have a few young adults living with me while they're going to school. I think Saline, you know, it's right outside Ann Arbor. It's about 10 minutes outside Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. So it has a great mix of the cultural and educational benefits of a bigger university city. But it's also got a great, strong heritage of agriculture, really strong background, work ethic, very committed to supporting public education, the school board there, and the schools in general. The mission, part of their mission is lifelong learning, so there's a lot of interest in improving, making sure we have quality education for our kids.
You've said you're running because the 7th District isn't getting the representation it deserves. What isn't Congressman Walberg doing that he should be doing?
Well, I think that the voters in the 7th District are really looking for somebody that wants to work with the communities to solve the problems in the communities that need to be solved. And I think a lot of what's going on in the 7th Congressional District is that there's not a lot of job growth. There's a higher education. Community colleges are really struggling financially and to provide programs. I think that either worker training or young people that are graduating from high school need additional training to get into job. So I do think that's an area that's very weak. And I think a lot of the solutions that could be had are not happening right now.
Congressman Walberg soundly defeated a Democrat last November who seemed to me to be pretty credible and competent. She was a guest on our program several times, Pam Burns. What makes you think you can succeed where Pam Burns didn't?
Well, I'm a good friend. Pam Burns is a good friend of mine. I believe that I will have a little bit of a different. I'm building a very strong team of Michigan talent. I think that's one thing. I'm a collaborator. I'm going to be working in the communities there and learning more about what's going on in each community. And obviously, it's a much bigger area than Western Washtenaw County, which I currently represent. But I think there's an opportunity voters in the 7th District are looking for somebody with a track record like mine. I have a really strong track record as mayor of looking at challenges that are going on either in your community. We've had some issues in the 52nd. Like, I've been working hard on providing broadband, which is something really at the federal level. I think that Congressman Walberg could be helping a little bit. We've had issues with drilling, our natural gas pipeline. So the issues, I have a track record of being a problem-solving mayor and state representative.
Is there a particular vote or is there a particular inaction on Congressman Walberg's part that you would point to as saying this is definitely the wrong approach?
I think there's multiple, but I really think that what they're looking for, the voters are not looking in a partisan manner. My experience from talking to people at the door, they really want to have somebody that really cares about what their issues are. They want to see somebody that really supports building vibrant, welcoming communities, that wants to support public education and the early education all the way through higher education. They want to support somebody that cares about the environment, that wants to protect our water. When Michigan is, that's the most important resource going for our water is a 21st century gold. You know, and I'm sure you're very aware of that here on this radio station, that we need to be protecting our water, and that not only is it an economic opportunity for business, but it's a great tourist opportunity, and it's a resource that is very unique throughout the country, very important.
But it's education and jobs is what I took away from your
primarily,
earlier comments.
Yes.
That's going to really be at the top, mm-hmm. top of your list. Well, let me run through a list of issues, and just so we can get to know you a little bit better, tell us briefly where you have stood on these issues or where you stand on them right now. Common Core?
Common Core was started by the National Governors Association, which was a Republican association, because we don't have a national standard for education, a national platform between states. And so the point of the Common Core was to develop a national standard. And the school districts in my 52nd district, I've talked to all of them, they support Common Core because it has a basic standard.
And you support it too?
Yes.
Okay. What do you say? There are some number of Democrats who say they oppose Common Core because they prefer local control. What do you say to those Democrats?
Well, there is already, you can do local control. And Common Core, again, there's a lot of confusion, I believe, about Common Core. There is a basic level of knowledge, and that's what the governors were trying to get to, is that when you move, and we have a very mobile society now, families are moving their kids, you know, all over the country. Some of them almost every year. My mom actually traveled all over the country. But the Common Core standard between states will allow, so if your kids in fourth grade, they'll have the same level of reading and math curriculum. So
understood. I just mostly want to know why you support it.
Oh, because I think that's really important that there's a basic standard. But what I was going to try to get to, sorry, was that our school districts actually can build on top of that, and you can have a higher level. It's a foundational level. It doesn't mean that you can't do more locally.
And you would encourage that.
Yes,
you would
of course. We already do that. In our school districts, we have some of the top performing school districts in the state, and they are already higher than the basic standard.
Medicaid expansion?
I supported that. It's been a great benefit for our residents around the state. Mm-hmm. I think almost 500,000 residents have entered Medicaid expansion.
Right to work?
No, I'm opposed to right to work.
And why exactly?
Well, that actually came up when I was running for office, and there's no documentation anywhere that shows that right to work provides a higher per capita income in states. There's no benefit to it, and it was a very controversial issue. I think that the ability to collectively bargain is something that is important. Schools value that. There's a lot of that's a very important ability to have, and there's no correlation, and I don't believe that there's been any new jobs that have been created because we put that law in, and certainly our jobs are not paying any better wages. And my goal when I was mayor, and my goal now as state representative, and my goal, you know, when I get elected to be a congressperson, we need to have jobs that are better paying jobs. What's happening in our state and our country is our economy shifting away from manufacturing, and it's really affected our Michigan jobs in a very dramatic way, because the salaries are not staying at they're actually stagnating, and some of them are going down. And so a lot of our young people are coming out of high school, generationally, their parents have had higher paying jobs, but those jobs aren't out there anymore. They're being taken over by computers and robotics. And so there's really much more work that needs to be done there.
A right to work supporter would probably counter, hey, it should be the workers' choice. It should be the worker's decision to determine whether or not he or she affiliates with an organization like a union. What do you say to those people?
It is a choice. It's always been a choice by federal law. It's a choice.
Detroit's grand bargain?
That was a very tough one for me because because I believe strongly in Detroit. I grew up outside of a big city. I grew up the same distance Celine is from Detroit. I grew up outside of New York City. Used to take the train into, and I'm hoping someday to have the commuter rail between Ann Arbor and Detroit go in, and I'm working on, right now, there's a north-south rail that goes along the 23 corridor. I'm working diligently on getting that line up and running because people sit in bumper-to-bumper traffic every day on their way in and on their way home.
So you say that was tough, though. What did you end up voting for it?
No.
You voted against the grand bargain. Why?
For one of the reasons why I ran for office in Lansing, because We have had significant cuts to municipal revenue over the years, and that has not turned around. There is no sustainable mechanism, in my mind, for Detroit to continue to generate revenue because we have challenges with municipal finance reform. Some people call it Proposal A. We've done significant cuts over the years. I think it's, I want to say $6 billion to municipal government. So you will find, just like there are public schools throughout the state, about 20% of our public schools are in financial distress. There are municipalities throughout the state that are in financial distress because of the cap on property values due to Proposal A and this huge decrease in property values that and property revenue that's occurred back when during the recession. So my concern was we weren't talking about a systemic fix to municipal finance reform as part of that package, and it was a great opportunity to do that.
I have more issues than we have time for. In fact, we're down to less than a minute here. I'm speaking with State Rep Gretchen Driscoll, who wants to represent the 7th District of Michigan in the U.S. Congress here starting next year. The state sales tax is probably the number one topic of discussion right now. Are you supporting that, the increase in the sales tax?
So I actually did. I've done a lot of work in transportation funding over the years. As a local elected official, I was very involved with the MPO, which is the funding for 7-county area in Southeast Michigan.
SEMCOG.
Right. Yeah. I was actually an officer with SEMCOG, and I was also chair of the Transportation Advisory Council, which is the policy group that directs the funding for that region. So I'm very familiar with, and I was also appointed by Governor Granholm to represent the cities and.
We're just about out of time, though. Do you support it? And
I support it because there's no other alternative, number one, primarily. And I think a lot of people are not aware that there is not another proposal out there that will fund the roads. And so there isn't a fix. So if this doesn't pass, the roads are just going to continue to get worse. And it's been years since 1997 was the last time we addressed this.
Only 37%, according to a Vanguard Public Affairs poll, support 37, 26%. Undecided with a 4% margin of error, so it's really 2.5 interesting months lay ahead.
Well, I was on the committee for 2 years hoping to have a better fix than that, and, you know, it was a very frustrating day in Lansing for me that we spent, you know, one day having a problem that's been trying to be worked on since 1997, right? Yeah. So that was very frustrating for me.
There's lots more we could talk about. We will talk about that over the course, I guess, of the next year and a half or thereabouts. State Representative Gretchen Driscoll, Democrat from Saline, is a candidate for the 7th Congressional District election, which is the end of next year. Gretchen Driscoll, thank you. Good luck.
Thank you very much, Mark.